Again, I believe that to be the case always, and you know, and when I reflect on last year, I believe that we were getting plenty of scores, particularly from the summer. When the summertime came, we were getting lots of high scores and conceding not a lot, and that was the name of the game. And I suppose because one particular game didn't turn out very good for us in any shape or form, that seemed to blight our whole season, and I think that was unfair, and I've stated that many times. And you know, and just because we've done well now in these three games doesn't mean that everything's perfect, doesn't mean we're a finished product. It means that we're a work in progress, and that's good. But you know, we won't be sort of sitting back now and saying we are something wonderful. We are a work in progress. The players understand that, and they're working hard to get better every day they go out, and that's good. I mean, it was as good a performance, I suppose, as we've seen from a drone player at any level over the years. And I don't think Cathal McShane was very far behind either, mind you. So I mean, to have two young lads like that excelling at that level, that's very encouraging as well. So, you know, you talk about you need leaders, you need people to step up to the plate, all these cliches that people use. I think those two young men did it today for sure. Well, look, in Tyrone, we've always been very good in terms of sharing county and club football. Our players get at least 10 games in the league, and they get every championship match. So I don't know the way we're always thrown into the same pot as everybody else. We don't. I think our players are well catered for, both club and county. And they go to their clubs with our blessing. And, you know, that's the chance you take. People can get injured at training, get injured crossing the road, get injured getting out of bed. So we have to take your chances on that, and we hope that they come through injury free. And if they do, then it'll be good for them, because everybody in the panel then is getting game time, and I think that can only be good in the long term, that there's nobody sitting still not playing football.
How important is it to get a run of wins at home, given that Monaghan are coming here in the championship?
Well, it's always important to get wins anywhere, and I suppose to have a few at home is no bad thing either. I suppose people have become to know that Tyrone don't do particularly well in Omagh, or of recent history doesn't suggest that. So yes, it is good to get back-to-back wins at home against high-ranking teams, and that's always good. So we'll enjoy that element of it, but it doesn't guarantee that we'll do the same when it comes to the championship. That's a new ball game, and we have to be ready for that just as well. Well, that's it. I suppose, you know, sometimes people jump to conclusions too early, whether it be good or bad, and sometimes they have you as a world beater when you're not in a position to accept that term, and other times they have you as a no-hoper when that's not right either. So I think more balance is required when people are reporting and viewing things, and when that balance is there, then people should be able to interpret, you know, what's a work in progress and what's a team that's struggling, and I think maybe that should help people to you know, take a deep breath and before they come out with a very definitive analysis of where any team's at.